This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. A long-running dispute at Philippines Airlines has ended in a major victory for the workers. The airline contracted out the jobs of 2,600 employees in August 2012. Benjamin Velasco reports from Manila.
A bit of good news from the Philippines amidst the national tragedy of the super typhoon Haiyan. Last November 14, Philippine Airlines and the union Palea signed an agreement to end the long-running labor dispute over outsourcing. Palea members will be going back to work as regular workers. Under the agreement, the Palea members at the picket line will receive an improved separation offer and then be re-employed within 3 months from the date of signing. Resistance saved Palea's regular jobs. If Palea had accepted outsourcing, then its members would have become contract workers, trapped in an endless cycle of precarious jobs, or worse, they would have become unemployed in a jobless growth economy. Instead, Palea members will be returning to their regular jobs in a few months. Palea expresses its deep gratitude for the passionate support of the labor movement across the world to its struggle against job outsourcing. A global day of action for Palea spanned 4 continents. Looking back at the 3 long years of Palea's fight, it is clear that the old school tactics of direct action at the workplace, the traditional picket line, labor solidarity, and community support was crucial in developing the struggle. Every single instance, Palea lost the outsourcing case brought before government bodies and the labor courts. Yet in the end, Palea won its demand through negotiations, but drawing strength from resistance and solidarity. Palea owes this hard-won victory to the steadfast fight of its members, the fervent solidarity of workers, community, and church groups. This is Benjamin Velasco reporting for Radio Labor.